All right. Now, while Facebook may ask what's on your mind, imagine a website that asks what are you buying? That's our last word in business today. Blippi.com is a new website where you register your credit card number and every purchase you make with that card will be posted online. From member station KLW in San Francisco, Martina Castro has some of the buzz on Blippi.
This is more exciting than going through old receipts. It's going through new receipts.
The new startup makes good fodder for Stephen Colbert, but Blippi is no joke. The founders have $1.6 million in venture capital. Blippi co-founder Philip Kaplan says the business uses are obvious.
Businesses really like Blippi because it's kind of the ultimate in word-of-mouth marketing. I buy something and I tell all my friends about it.
Kaplan says getting used to it wasn't easy, even for him at first. But now it's no different than posting family photos on Facebook. And what he had for lunch really isn't such a big deal.
$19.70 at Szechuan Cafe.
He spent $407.45 at Banana Republic. Wow.
That's Ryan Kalo, reading from Kaplan's Blippi account. Kalo runs the Consumer Privacy Project at Stanford Center for Internet and Society. He says this isn't just good fun.
We're increasingly living in this society where our information is out there and it's being used, but we don't quite know how and why.
Kalo notes that Blippi's privacy policy reserves the right to use account information for marketing. The company won't go into the specifics of its business model, but it does point out you can use a different credit card if you want to keep certain purchases private. For NPR News, I'm Martina Castro in San Francisco.
All right, you can find Morning Edition on Twitter. We don't post our receipts, but we do give you information about the program and links to recommended reading and more. At Morning Edition or at NPR Inskeep. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.